Words Appear, an Apple original. A blimp glides through the sky above a baseball stadium. Inside the stadium, people pack the bleachers and wave pennants. Charlie Brown stands on the pitcher's mound and holds up a baseball. He narrows his eyes, leans forward, and holds the ball behind his back. At home plate, Peppermint Patty chews gum and takes a practice swing. Linus covers himself with his blanket. The catcher, Schroeder, signals to Charlie, who shakes his head. Schroeder signals again, and Charlie Brown nods. Charlie stands up straight and places the ball in his glove. Peppermint Patty tightens her grip on the bat and digs her shoe into the dirt. Charlie throws the ball. Peppermint Patty swings, misses, and falls down. Schroeder catches the ball and stares at his glove. The rest of the team cheers. A screen on the blimp flashes words. You're a champion, Charlie Brown. Charlie smiles and sinks to his knees.
Hooray! Did it, Charlie Brown!
Cameras flash from the bleachers. The crowd lifts cards, forming a picture of Charlie. The team surrounds him and throws him into the air.
Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown!
Way to go, Charlie Brown!
Charlie wakes up as water drenches him.
Who did...
A jet of water knocks him out of bed.
Whoa.
He looks out the window and sees Snoopy, Woodstock, and the other birds trying to control a hose as they fill a kiddie pool. Snoopy dives in, splashing Charlie.
Why can't I have a normal dog like everyone else?
A title appears. It's The Small Things, Charlie Brown. On a sidewalk, Charlie walks up to Linus, seated on a bench, holding his blanket and sucking his thumb.
Good morning, Linus.
Good morning, Charlie Brown.
Linus wraps his blanket around his baseball bat and follows Charlie down the sidewalk. They stop at a crosswalk.
I had that same dream again last night.
Which one was that, Charlie Brown?
They cross the street.
The one where we finally beat Peppermint Patty's team. I think it might be a sign that this year is going to be our year to win the pennant.
You said that about last year. And the year before that. And the year before that.
Yes, but it's different this time. We've been training really hard. Our batting skills are better. Our throwing skills have improved. I'm positive that we're going to win.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Peppermint Patty and her team have won the neighborhood pennant every year since she moved here.
Linus pulls up the slat of a fence with his blanket, and they enter a baseball field.
That may be true. Tomorrow, I believe we will finally have another pennant to raise on our flagpole.
They look up at a worn pennant flapping in the breeze. A gust rips the pennant off the pole.
I admired your confidence in the face of overwhelming odds, Charlie Brown.
Later, Charlie walks holding a clipboard as the kids practice on the field. Some yellow birds watch from a tree branch.
Nice throw. Keep your knees up, Shermie. That's a five-star move.
Good energy, Pigpen.
Lucy swings.
Great swing, Lucy.
Thanks, Charlie Brown.
All right, team. This is our last practice before the big game tomorrow, which we are going to win. Wait, has anyone seen Snoopy?
The yellow birds drive a golf cart up to home plate and drop Snoopy off. He wears sunglasses and a cap. He gestures to Woodstock, who hands him a baseball card. Snoopy gives the autographed card to Charlie.
My dog, the all-star.
Snoopy raises his left paw. The birds place a baseball glove on it and remove his sunglasses for him.
Okay, let's get started.
I've got it!
Franklin catches the ball and throws it toward Lucy. Snoopy intercepts it, and Lucy glares at him. Snoopy hits four balls that are caught by Linus, Violet, Franklin, and Frida.
Grounder!
Snoopy grabs a ball rolling toward Lucy.
Ball hog!
Great hustle, gang.
Out of the way! This one's mine!
Snoopy runs backwards. He trips on a tire, rolls, and catches the ball as he crashes through the fence. A loose fence post spins and whips the ball back, knocking a barrel of grape juice onto Frida and some of the yellow birds.
My naturally curly hair!
Good grief.
Hello, Big Brother! Your star player has arrived.
Sally approaches Charlie.
My star player?
That's right. You promised me when I turn 5, I can join your team. Remember?
It's been a whole year already.
Sally smiles broadly. Charlie smiles.
Okay, Sally. A promise is a promise. Let's get you suited up.
He grabs a uniform from a wagon. The shirt is too large, and the big helmet slides over her eyes for a moment.
Thank you, Big Brother. Or should I say, manager?
She winks.
All right, let's see what you got.
She picks up a ball.
I've waited my whole life for this moment.
She tries to throw the ball, and it gets caught up in her oversized sleeve.
That's okay, Sally. You might not believe it, but I wasn't always the great pitcher you see before you.
Ha ha ha!
Lucy laughs.
Get ready to see what I can bring to your team.
Charlie throws the ball to Sally, and she misses over and over. A ball hits her helmet. She runs from a base and slides too early, stopping halfway. Now she drags a bat to home plate. Charlie lobs the ball and Sally swings. The bat flies from her grip, spinning, and sticks into the fence near Lucy's face. She plays catcher and is pushed back by the force of the ball. Sally throws the ball and it loops in the air, landing in a child's ice cream cone. She gives a guilty smile.
I got it! I got it!
She trips on her oversized uniform.
I don't got it. I guess I'm just not ready for this.
Charlie approaches.
Listen, Sally, I'm sure...
Oh no! It's Peppermint Patty!
Jumping the fence, Peppermint Patty rides a motorcycle onto the field, followed by other kids on bikes. 4 pennants flap on a pole coming out of the back of her motorcycle. Marcy lags behind on her bike. Rides around the baseball diamond and throws up a cloud of dust, covering Charlie and his team. Patty stops, hops off, removes her helmet, and blows a bubble with her gum. She smirks, and the two teams approach each other. Sally trips and falls.
Hey, guys, wait for me.
Sally kneels on the ground and watches the others walk off. The two teams meet in the middle of the field.
Hey there, Chuckle Boy. I thought I'd ride through and see if you're ready to lose another pennant to the better half of the neighborhood tomorrow.
Not this year, Peppermint Patty. My team is in ship-shape condition and ready to go. Have you ever seen a better-looking group of players?
His team falls in a heap. Patty smirks.
Whatever you say, Chuck.
Hey, Coach! Do we really have to play here? It looks more like a landfill than a ball field. Yeah, and dirtier than their third baseman.
Pigpen frowns in a cloud of dirt.
Look, Chuck, I could be nice to you tomorrow and throw a few innings, but you wouldn't want that, would you?
Don't you worry about us, Peppermint Patty. We'll be ready.
I like your spirit, Chuck. I look forward to handing you a good old-fashioned clobbering tomorrow.
She walks away, and her smirking team follows. Charlie frowns and walks off. Sally sits alone on the pitcher's mound.
I finally turned 5, only to find out I'm still too small to play baseball with the team.
She lies back and stares at the sky. The wind rustles her hair and she spots movement behind her. She turns and sees a dandelion flower growing out of the mound.
Hmm?
She sits up and turns toward it.
Why, hello, little flower.
The dandelion nods.
What are you doing out here all by yourself?
The flower sways in the wind.
Do you ever feel like you just don't fit in?
It nods its head.
Yeah, me too. I think we have a lot in common.
The flower sways in the breeze. Sally smiles and rocks her head from side to side, following the flower's movement. She gently strokes the petals.
Small guys like us, we ought to stick together.
Her smile fades.
Don't worry. I'll look out for you. I promise.
She sits next to the flower and pulls the stem closer to her. Elsewhere, Linus makes a half-hearted throw and it bounces off Franklin's glove. Franklin throws the ball to Schroeder lying down on the grass. It flies over him and rolls past Snoopy and the birds to Lucy. Charlie steps up onto a crate.
Don't listen to what Peppermint Patty said. She's not your manager. I am. I know we can win. We just need to stick together and play as a team.
Why do you make us go through this routine every year? No matter what we try, the result is always the same.
Peppermint Patty wins.
And we lose.
Charlie frowns. She's got a
point there. What's the matter with you guys? Where is your confidence?
Have faith that this year will be different. We've done our homework. We know their strengths. And we know their weaknesses. By sundown tomorrow, I guarantee we'll be raising another pennant up on that flagpole. But only if you believe. Are you with me?
He raises his fist victoriously.
Yay!
Snoopy hugs Charlie.
Yay!
Come on, team. Go, go, go. Let's hit that field.
Yay!
Aww.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is ridiculous.
Seriously?
What is she doing?
Sally?
Hello, Big Brother.
Can you move, please? You're sort of in the way.
She's fully in the way.
You said it, Franklin.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a travesty.
Isn't this the most beautiful flower you've ever seen?
Huh?
Flower? It's a dandelion.
Dandelions are weeds, Sally.
Shh, don't call her that. You're going to hurt her feelings. She's a beautiful little flower and she deserves to be admired.
It's also on the pitcher's mound. It's going to be trampled.
I'm not going to let that happen. She's my friend and I made a promise to protect her.
What? I thought you said we had to practice.
Yeah, let's get this show on the road.
Settle down, everyone. I'll handle this. Sally, I'll bet you didn't know Mom made your favorite cookies this morning. Maybe if you hurry home, she'll give you one.
Sally frowns.
I will not be manipulated.
Perhaps you should try a different approach.
Such as?
The Socratic method. It's a form of argumentative dialogue based on asking and answering questions to stimulate critical thinking.
Socratic what?
Begging might also work.
Linus shrugs.
Sally? Please move. We've got to practice for tomorrow's game.
I'm not moving.
Aww!
This is just great. Now we're for sure not going to win that pennant.
Charlie turns to the team with a guilty grin.
This is a minor setback. No big deal. I know my little sister. She'll get bored and go home soon. Until then, we can practice around her. Everyone take your positions.
Snoopy stretches and the yellow birds help crack his back. Sally reads to the dandelion as baseballs fly past her on the mound.
Once in a golden hour, I cast to earth a seed.
Up there came a flower. The people said a weed.
Linus throws a ball and Sally uses an umbrella to protect the dandelion from it.
Mine, mine!
Franklin catches and throws a ball. Sally bats it aside with a tennis racket. Charlie stands on a crate and throws a ball. The batter hits the ball and breaks the crate, sending Charlie to the ground. Sally waters the flower. Frida slips in the water and slides off the field.
Strike three!
Rats!
Charlie throws his cap on the ground. At At night in Charlie's house, he wears pajamas and carries a plate of cookies upstairs. He approaches Sally's bedroom door and knocks.
Sally, I know we had our differences, but look, I brought you some of Mom's cookies.
He enters her room and finds the bed empty and the window open. He walks up to the window and sees Sally sitting next to the dandelion with a lantern on the pitcher's mound. She pulls the flower closer to her.
She'll be back, I hope.
He puts the cookies down.
That lumpy old mound can't be very comfortable. By morning, everything will be back to normal.
Snoopy climbs a ladder to the window trying to steal the cookies, and Charlie shuts the window on his nose. The yellow birds sleep on a telephone wire. As the sun rises, Woodstock flies up to the birds wearing a scout's hat and pulls out a trumpet. Charlie wakes up in bed.
Game day.
Charlie puts on his shirt and baseball hat. He picks up his bat, glove, and a baseball card. He looks at the card.
Wish me luck, Joe.
He tucks the card into a mirror frame and imagines himself winning the game.
Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown!
Later, he strolls onto the baseball field.
Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown! Charlie Brown?
Good morning, big brother.
Sally, what in the world are you doing? You can't keep sitting on the pitcher's mound forever.
Yes, I can. I made a promise and I'm not going to break it.
Can't you see? This flower needs me.
But today's the championship game. Don't you have any idea what's at stake here?
I sure do. And it's not your game. What's important is this little flower.
But it's not a flower. It's a weed.
I don't believe it. She's still here?
What happened to I know my little sister?
When has Charlie Brown ever done anything right?
Big brother, can you take this conversation elsewhere? All this conflict is making my flower nervous.
All right, everyone. Just give me some time to think.
Later, he sits at Lucy's psychiatric help booth.
Thank you for opening up before the game today, Lucy. I'm in desperate need of some help.
You've come to the right place then, Charlie Brown. There's no one more qualified to solve your problems than me. Let me pull your file.
She drops a thick file onto the booth counter, knocking Charlie back.
Go on.
Dizzy, he climbs to his feet.
Actually, it's about Sally. She still won't move from the pitcher's mound in today's the championship game. I thought maybe you could talk to her.
I don't normally make field calls. This is going to cost you an extra 5 cents.
He searches his pocket.
Would you take 3 cents and a butterscotch?
She frowns.
I'll do it!
She startles Charlie, knocking him back onto the ground. Later, he and Lucy hide behind a fence and peek out.
I don't understand what Sally is trying to prove. It's just one small, insignificant weed.
Don't worry, Charlie Brown. I'll handle this.
She strides towards Sally on the pitcher's mound.
Lucy's very convincing. I'm sure this is going to work.
Charlie watches them.
It is. It's working. Sally's standing. Any second now, she's going to move.
Sally sits down.
She's sitting! Don't sit down! Now Lucy's sitting too? You're not supposed to be sitting. You're supposed to be moving. I demand a refund.
Don't worry, little flower. Charlie Brown is just here to say hello.
I am?
We won't let him hurt you.
We? Who's we? What about the game?
We can't play now. Don't you see, Charlie Brown? Sally is a lone spirit standing up for her beliefs in the face of adversity. She's strong. She's powerful. She's inspiring. Come to think of it, you know what she reminds me of, Charlie Brown? She reminds me of me.
I think I made a big mistake.
Now Lucy walks with a megaphone.
Attention, fellow citizens! Sally Brown is taking a stand to save a poor, defenseless flower. She has a message that must be heard. She has a voice that won't be silenced.
what Sally Brown is doing?
I heard she sat outside all night to protect the flower.
I never knew she was such a rebel, and she's in my class.
Must be a pretty special flower.
You going?
She'll bring a plate of hamburgers to
me there and spread the word.
What she doesn't have is you. That's right, she needs your help. After all, flowers can't protect themselves, can they? So be like Sally. Take a stand. Join us for the sit-in on the mound. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Exercise your First Amendment rights.
Kids pour onto the baseball field. They fly kites, have picnics, and Sally talks to a group. Charlie stares at the fair as the rest of the team walks up.
What in the world is this?
You were supposed to get rid of your sister.
Yeah, not bring back reinforcements.
What's the plan now, Coach?
Well,
How are you doing, little flower? I wish I brought my radio. I hear flowers really like music.
I can help you with that.
Oh, Schroeder! We could use your help over here. Flowers just love classical music.
Schroeder hands Charlie his bat and grabs his piano from behind the fence.
What about the game?
Baseball games come and go, Charlie Brown. But a receptive audience is something I simply cannot turn down.
Schroeder plays with Lucy lounging on his piano.
Wow, little flower. Look at all your new friends. You'll never be lonely again.
Can you believe it? On a field like this, Sally found something beautiful to care about.
I want to know what it feels like to care about something as much as Sally cares about that flower.
Shermie nudges Franklin.
Hey, where are you going? Wait, let's not make any hasty decisions. What about the neighborhood pennant? What about the bragging rights? What about my championship?
Charlie trips on a tin can and falls. Snoopy walks up.
At least you're still with me, aren't you, Snoopy?
He looks around and sees Snoopy with Sally.
Oh.
Not you too. Good grief. What's next?
Schroeder listens to Sally humming. He smiles. His smile widens and he cracks his knuckles. The kids on the field turn to Schroeder smiling. Charlie watches them and runs to the pitcher's mound.
This has really gotten out of control. Doesn't anyone care about the championship game anymore?
Can you hear that? No, no, you've got to listen closer. The dandelion speaks. Don't laugh, she's got some things to teach us. It's the small things, like us. We come together to make big things.
truth.
The kids clean and paint the field.
How could this get any worse?
On the sidewalk, Peppermint Patty skids to a stop on her motorcycle. Her team follows on their bikes. Marcy pedals up last and gets off her bike. Peppermint Patty removes her helmet.
Hey, Chuck, old boy. Ready for the big game? Ready to slug it out for 9 long innings? Ready to see which team will reign supreme?
She spots the party. Snoopy waves, carrying a pot of flowers.
What's with the party? I thought we were playing ball. Oh, I see what's going on here. The old infield sit-in maneuver. Nice try, Chuck, but it's not going to work. You got your own sister to camp out on the mound, so we can't clobber you at the plate? You think if we can't play, then you can't lose? Is that it, Chuck?
No, I want to play. It's just that this dandelion seems to mean a lot to a lot of people. Especially my little sister.
I get it. The old dandelion excuse. Heard it a million times, Chuck.
We'll just mark this game down as a loss for you due to a forfeit.
Yes!
Don't listen to them, Chuck. We all know how tough a 5-year-old can be. Little sisters always win against their big brothers. And hey, remember, there's always next year.
She punches his arm.
Next year?
He glances at the worn pennant on the flagpole and recalls his dream of winning. He narrows his eyes and clenches his fist.
Hold it right there. Huh? This game isn't over yet. I don't need to get everyone to leave. I just need the dandelion to leave, and then everyone else will follow.
He frowns and strides onto the field. Patty and her team glance at each other. On the field, the kids stop their activities and stare as Charlie passes them. He walks up to the pitcher's mound where Sally lounges with the dandelion.
Out of the way, Sally.
He holds a digging spade and pot.
Sorry, but this has to be done.
Not a chance, Big Brother. I won't let you hurt my flower.
Sally, I'm not going to hurt it. You have to trust me.
Permission denied.
She crosses her arms and blocks his path. He moves around, trying to pass her.
Sally, please.
No!
Out of my way.
I said no!
Please, you don't understand.
Back off! Leave us alone!
They both grab the dandelion stem and struggle against each other.
Sally, I'm just gonna move it!
But I made a promise to her!
They break away, falling back. Sally looks at her hands.
Little flower? Are you okay?
She stares at the battered, limp flower in her hands. Charlie watches, and the others exchange looks as it shrivels and closes. Sally's face falls.
Look what you did! You killed it.
Sally, I
guess you win. Enjoy your baseball game.
She cradles the flower to her chest and walks off the field. Snoopy bows his head. Patty walks onto the pitcher's mound next to Charlie.
So, Chuck, now that this flower festival has ended, do you still want to play for the pennant?
All of a sudden, it just doesn't seem all that important to me.
He looks down. Patty punches him on the arm and leaves. The other kids walk off.
Huh?
As the crowd thins out, Charlie sees the plants and flowers in the field. He looks around and sees signs of improvement. Trash has been cleared, the grass mowed, and the scoreboard has been painted.
Wow!
A smile spreads across his face. He spots his sister Sally trudging up a path into the woods, clutching the dead flower. His smile fades. He reaches out and pulls back. His shoulders slump, and he bows his head. He looks up as she disappears into the trees. He gathers himself and runs after her. He sprints along the trail until he reaches a sidewalk. He stops, looks around, and crosses the street. Sally walks, staring at the shriveled flower in her hands. She holds it to her cheek. Charlie's cap flies off his head and lands on the sidewalk as he runs after Sally.
Sally, wait!
She slows down, glances back, and doesn't stop. He catches up with her.
Sally, wait! If I could just explain.
Go away.
I didn't mean for that to happen to your flower. You have to believe me.
You never cared about her.
She walks past him.
But I do care about you. I should have seen how much that flower meant to you. Instead of focusing so much on baseball.
His shoulders droop. She stares at the flower.
It's just... I really cared about this little flower.
I know.
He turns to her.
Sally, I'm sorry.
The setting sun casts their shadows on the sidewalk. He reaches out and places a hand on her shoulder.
I know.
He turns her to face him.
There's something you have to see.
He looks back down the sidewalk, places his arm on her back, and leads her to the top of the slope overlooking the baseball field. The flowers and plants in the field glow in the setting sun. Sally's eyes widen and her jaw drops.
You and your flower really made a difference.
Butterflies hover over the field. A smile spreads across her face.
It's beautiful. I did that?
Her smile fades and she looks down at her hands. The dandelion moves and opens, revealing a cotton-like ball of seeds. She steps forward and holds it up. The wind tugs at the puffy head and the seeds float off into the air. They spin and tumble as they move away from her into the sky. A long stream of soft white seeds flows from the dandelion into the sky over the field. They gaze up smiling. One last seed clings to the flower and the wind gently pulls it away. Sally lowers her hand and smiles at her brother. They stand on the top of the slope, watching the setting sun cast a pink glow over the landscape, fade to black. Later, the sun shines down on the baseball field where kids plant and water more flowers, paint, and mow the grass.
We could use more mulch, Pigpen.
Pigpen takes soil out of his pocket.
Remember to space out the plants. We want to give those tomatoes room to grow.
Everyone, please gather around.
Thank you all for being here today for the grand reopening of our ballpark. A new field and a new beginning demands a new team mascot. The Dandelions.
He unrolls a banner.
What do you think, Sally? Do you like it?
Do I like it? I love it! My little flower friend would be so proud.
There's another surprise I have for you.
Snoopy gives Sally a jacket and kisses her nose.
Welcome to the team.
Assistant manager? Me?
She taps her feet and hugs her brother.
This is sweet and all.
But when are we going to start the game?
Yeah. Sally wears her jacket.
Yeah. What are you all standing around for? Let's play ball! Yeah. Come on! Move it, move it, move it!
Charlie picks up a baseball.
You know, cleaning up this ball field got me thinking. Maybe we shouldn't stop here.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
They walk off holding hands. Later, the scoreboard reads home 0, visitor 100. Patty adds the pennant to her bike's flagpole.
Keep your chin up, Chuck. Winning isn't everything when you got such a beautiful ballpark to play in.
She puts on her helmet and rides away. Charlie lies on the pitcher's mound. He sits up.
She is right.
But it would have been nice!
He collapses onto his back on the mound. An aerial view shows the lush baseball field, trees, and the wooded suburban neighborhood. Butterflies flutter in the sky.
It's the small things, Charlie Brown.
Fade to black. Credits appear. Based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz, director Raymond S. Percy, story by Josh Saltzman. Teleplay by Josh Saltzman and Craig Schulz, and Brian Schulz and Cornelius Uliano.
We make a team.
Credits continue.
Power, so be aware of where you step and what and who you might be stepping on. Look up, look now, so huge, so wow. Let me break it.
Picture is a work of fiction. The characters, places, and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This property is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or other use of this film in whole or in part, including the soundtrack, will result in civil and/or criminal liability. Copyright 2021 Wild Brain Peanuts Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Peanuts and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. Peanuts copyright 1950 to 1980 Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. All rights reserved. This program has been described by Pixelogic Media. Voiced by Darren Revitz. Wild Brain. Schulz Studio. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.